We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Do two toddlers and two moms resting in a kiddie pool constitute a rowdy pool party? It does when Karen gets involved. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning, and welcome to 103.7 KSON.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
So, a neighborhood Karen was very upset that there was a rowdy pool party going on, so she called police, and this is what you would expect when you hear rowdy pool party.
Would certainly like, define a rowdy pool party. That's what I think of when I think of rowdy pool party.
It sounds absolutely like something out of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, right? But when police arrived, they found a very different scene.
You guys would not believe what just happened.
Can you believe it?
Our neighbor called the cops on us for a rowdy pool party. And I'm going to show you what the rowdy pool party is. This is a rowdy pool party.
So she shows us a kiddie pool with two toddlers and her friend in a kiddie pool.
If you're waiting for Tammy to go on, no, that's it. There's nothing else. It's so great.
She drove off and I smiled at her because I was just sitting on the front lawn and she scowled at me hella hard. And she came back within like 5 minutes. It was weird. And then 5 minutes later, cops roll up and we're like, wait, what? And the cops were laughing. They were like, no, we got a call about a rowdy pool party. And we were expecting a bunch of teenagers with a real pool and, like, you know, cannonballing and yelling with loud music and whatnot. And this was it.
Believe it or not, this exact thing happened to me. I don't know who the neighborhood Karen was in my neighborhood when it happened, but it was a couple of years back. There were like four of us sitting out. It was late at night. We were by a fire. There was music going, and I'm talking light, light acoustic guitar music. It's like so light that it sounded like this. The cop walks up to us. We thought she needed something. Mm-hmm. She starts laughing. She's like, this can't be the loud noise disturbance I was just called to. Like, we almost felt like shamed. Like, well, we could be louder. The cop was like, I can't even believe I got called for this. Carry on. And we're like, wait a second.
Oh, so you were the victim of a Karen, too?
I was. The same exact one.
Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.